Am I correct in assuming that you are not the one who brought the film crew? Who brought the film crew?
Oh, yeah. First of all, no film crew. Just this one guy who was like kind of like negging her when she left too. I was like, I don't know if she has a lot of charisma. He was like, yeah, no, she doesn't.
No, but, way. Like, you know, no way.
Come on. Oh, my own crony.
That dude looks maxed her.
Well, it's the same guy that made this movie that was called, oh my God, what's it called? It was this like movie with KSI and Casper Lee that was like this influencer movie in like 2015 that was about these like two British guys.
Can't
that, like,
lose.
Come. Oh wait, no, wait, I gotta find it.
Caleb, if you're right, I'm gonna end myself. There's no way you know that. There's no way. Was, if you're right.
Hold on, let me find it right now. This is really important to just get a sense. He was like perfectly nice. Oh, Laid in America. Laid in America. It's about these two British guys that come and try to get laid in America.
Oh, that sounds atrocious. Hell yeah.
Sounds like grooming on it.
So why was he filming? Why was he filming her? Here's the deal.
Okay, so first of all, I get there first. I like get this table. She comes, you know, every right-wing, it's like they always have their content minion, you know, running around with their camera behind them. So she shows up with this guy who just has a phone, who's just recording. And I am like, okay, that's fine. I have a second phone. I'm recording as well. But I have like just like this shitty tripod. So I'm like, whatever. I'll record on my phone. You record with your man. and so, yeah, she's wearing a t-shirt with my face on it, which is never addressed, by the way. I don't bring it up. She doesn't bring it up.
So you looked at it and like just didn't ever say anything to her about it?
I laughed inside and just, yeah.
You big timed her so hard by not acknowledging it. Like, just the fact that it's there and it's so visible and you're just ignoring it is like, it's like...
She was probably like waiting for you to like soy face or like do any of these things.
I was gonna like, She also like had this like giant box of like masks. And obviously people know I'm immunocompromised. Like I don't always wear a mask outside necessarily, but I did like COVID. You can get COVID outside if you're directly across from someone for a while and God knows where this lady's been. So I'm like, whatever, I'm gonna wear my mask outside. So I like have my mask on and she has this giant box of masks and she goes, I brought masks. Do you want one? And I was like, no, thanks, Kai. I already have one, but I appreciate it. You don't need to wear one. We're outside. I'm just being extra safe. And she goes, okay. And just puts it down and then also never addresses it again.
That's awesome.
She was so pissed. She got so mad that I put the video up, which I have to tell you, we have to get into like the whole thing and like how I got that video. But like, because it's her video that I shared, which is.
That's what I was about to ask because you said yours was on a tripod and the other one is.
I had the footage on the tripod. Right. Which is fine. Which is. Look, it's usable, but it also like cut out like 5 minutes towards the end, which I have it all on audio too. But no, she also like couldn't. I don't know if you saw like Jack Posobiec and stuff. They were just tweeting screenshots of the video. They weren't sharing clips because like there's no clip that makes her look good. She looks like shit in every clip, and people are like, "What?" Like, and so yeah, it was just like, "Oh, she wore a t-shirt with Taylor's face on it."
Yeah, that's all I saw.
And that lasted for like 6 hours. And then they were like hiding and blocking anybody that was sharing the video.
So how did you...
Did you have to ask for the video or did he just give it to you?
Yeah, how did you get it?
Yeah. So at the end of the interview, I was like, damn, this footage from her like social media person is probably way better than the like tripod that I have. Because I just had the tripod trained on her. Like, I'm not in the video. And so I was like, I'm just going to get it. These people... Because at this point, I was like, I'm steamrolling these people. They are not in control of this situation at all. So I said, hey, give me that. Can I get that footage? I want the footage. And she's like, I don't know. And I said, no, please send it. Can you airdrop it to me? So I like go to her contact guide. I'm like, yeah, airdrop it to me right now. And so he does. And then Chaya's like, oh, and I said, you know, I just want to make sure I have the full footage. I said, give me your phone. So he gives me his phone. And in front of Chaya, I airdrop myself the footage of the interview while she's like, well, I might want to look at it. And I was like, you can look at it later.
You steamrolled her. Oh my God. Like, you steamrolled.
Woman, I have to say.
You are carving the turkey at Thanksgiving.
You guys, there's no way in fucking hell if the situation was reversed and somebody didn't, and some right-wing influencer didn't get good enough footage that they could ever get. Like, it's insane. I was laughing in my head like so hard. I was like, wow. Wow.
No, okay. That is an incredible move. Holy fuck.